Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. For people who need heart transplants, waiting times can be distressingly long, often more than 6 months. Doctors at UCSF have been using a new approach that could expand the pool of donor organs and cut down on those waiting times for people who need them. Well, we have two UCSF cardiac surgeons joining us today to talk about this, Dr. Amy Fiedler, Assistant Professor of Cardiac Surgery, and Dr. Jason Smith, Surgical Director of the Heart Transplant and Mechanical Circulatory Support Programs. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Dr. Smith, let's start by talking about that waiting list. How does the wait time for a heart affect a patient's chance of survival?
So, in the data that we collect to look at outcomes after heart transplantation nationally, what has come out of that data is that the one factor that is most important in getting a good, successful outcome after heart transplantation is the amount of time a patient spends on the wait list. And so anything we can do to reduce that time on the wait list is valuable to the patient in terms of improving their outcomes and their chances for success.
And as I mentioned there, you have been using this new approach known as donation after cardiac death, or DCD. I might throw it to Dr. Fiedler then. Can you talk about how heart transplants are done more traditionally, and what is the difference here with this new approach?
Yeah, sure, Kathy. Thanks for a great question. So the difference between donation after cardiac death, or DCD, and DBD, or donation after brain death, which has kind of been the standard way by which organs have been procured, is that in a brain death donor, there's a measurable medical criteria of brain death with lack of cerebral circulation, lack of reflexes, etc. On the other hand, donation after cardiac death is when a patient has suffered a catastrophic injury with a very unlikely recovery, but does not meet the criteria for brain death. However, the patient's being supported with lots of medications, a ventilator, and the likelihood of any meaningful recovery is non-existent. And so in those types of patients, donation after cardiac death is when the support, the life-saving maneuvers that we're doing in the hospital are withdrawn from the patient, and then the patient expires because the heart stops beating and the lungs stop breathing.
So, Dr. Smith, UCSF is one of only a handful of hospitals in the country that are doing this. So what outcomes have you seen using this approach, including the recovery time for the recipient patient?
So donation after cardiopulmonary determination of death really has been around for a long, long time. What we're doing really is kind of reviving an older technique using new technology. And that is where the recent trials have come in, using basically either ex vivo, meaning out of the body organ support, where we take the heart out of the donor, put it on a pump, revive the heart on the pump and assess the organ function, or revive the heart in the donor body using a pump again, to resuscitate the heart and assess its function and then procure the heart or retrieve the heart for transplant. Once the assessment is determined that that heart's going to be successful or usable. There have been several studies abroad that were very encouraging, showing as good or better outcomes with the donation after cardiopulmonary determination of death versus our standard brain dead donors. Based on that, a trial was done, a national trial here in the United States, using the ex vivo approach to organ perfusion. And that trial has again shown that the outcomes are as good as or superior to our brain dead donors. Very encouraging. The long-term survival we can't really comment on because the trial is really, we only have about 1 year follow-up, but the short-term outcomes are excellent, and we have no reason to expect that the long-term outcomes won't mirror that down the road.
And Dr. Fiedler, we also mentioned that it is likely to expand the pool of donors because it's giving you this extra option. How much of a difference are you expecting that to make? And are there other benefits that you're seeing from using this approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So the literature states that if we were to utilize almost all of the donation after cardiac death donors that are available, we have the potential of increasing the donor pool by 30%. Now, that's a huge number when you consider in the world of heart transplantation, effectively the donor pool and the number of transplants performed within the United States has been relatively stagnant over the course of the past handful of years. So this has the potential of growing the donor pool and the ability for patients to receive these life-changing, life-saving transplants much more expeditiously. What we have seen in our practice is that when patients are placed on the wait list, as you had talked about earlier, Kathy, if they are interested in obtaining a donor from a cardiac death donor, the wait list time is significantly shorter. And that's because, as we talked about, not many centers in the country are providing this type of transplant option for their patients. And so these donors are largely underutilized in a heart transplant pool. So we at UCSF have the ability to bring these hearts to our patients and provide the ability for the patients to have a heart transplant in a much quicker time period than if they were waiting on another institution's list simply for a brain dead donor.
And so, Dr. Smith, if you're able to keep these hearts on a pump in between procuring them and then bringing them to the recipient patient, does that also then buy you some more time to actually do the transplant itself than you would ordinarily have?
Well, it certainly opens the door to that. The trial that was done before the DCD heart trial, it's called the EXPAND trial, using the same technology to lengthen the amount of time that an organ could be, a heart could be out of the donor before being implanted safely into the recipient. Since we're using that same technology, that's certainly a component. The longest time I know that's been used clinically in the past year since the trial was done was about eight hours from the procurement of the heart until it was implanted in the recipient, which is quite a bit longer than we would normally do, about twice as long. So certainly clinically, it's already being used that way. So I think our approach would be to try not to add multiple factors and multiple variables to the transplant, but in cases where that's necessary, it certainly supports keeping the organ in a healthy state for a much longer period of time.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on the program and talking to us about it today.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Dr. Amy Fiedler is Assistant Professor of Cardiac Surgery at UCSF, and Dr. Jason Smith is Surgical Director of the Heart Transplant and Mechanical Circulatory Support Programs. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks so much for tuning into As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.